Shalom to all. Today's officer is Shalom Yerevin, Daftaz Zayin, a weird song, Tesvav Amad Bey, is about three lines up from the bottom with the words Chatar Sheep, Suchel, Basim, and Vilnsur's Daf, it's on Tesvav Amad Alf, about two thirds of the way through. And today's office sponsor, Lila Nishmas, Mars Merim Sar, Basim Yaakov Moshe, Hernish, Shama should have an Aliyah. And we've been discussing Pasim Bey Royce, and pay attention to the gears of change, Chatar Sheep, Suchel, Basim. We have a Chatar that's open into the Pasim. So we have our Pasim, our four right angled boards around the well, and there's a Chatar that actually opens up into it. There's a handy picture over here in Reb Chaim, or if you're using Art Scroll, Metaltam and a Chatar Lapasim. That's proper girsa change. One can carry from the chatzar to inside of these boards and from the inside of the boards to the chatzar, no problem. However, hashtayim asur. If there's two chatzeris that share a wall and they both open up into the area enclosed by the pasim, then carrying is not allowed. And for the clarification, tazayin omar alf on top, Omar Bar Abba says, loy soiv davar shtei chatzeris. It's not ultimately that if it's two chatzeris you can't carry in. El afilu chatzar achas ubashnei batim. Even if there's one chatzar that's open up into it, but there's two houses in that chatzar, one's not allowed to carry to and from the area enclosed by the pasim. And the question is, why not? So Sovereign Mamer originally wanted to say, b'shaloi irvu. That's only if there was no Eruv done, if there was no Eruv in between the chatzeros, or if there was no Eruv in this one chatzer that had the two houses, so then we can't carry because there's no Eruv. Ha, im Eruv mutarin. But if they did do a proper Eruv, then they would be allowed to carry to and from the area enclosed by the pasim because there's a proper Eruv done. Or if Daniel Bered Rav Katino says, b'shem Rav Chona, that afilu Eruv asurais, even if they made an Eruv, it's still asur to carry. Why is that? She'ein Eruv oisa oisan achas, because the Eruv doesn't make them like one. Anytime we have Eruv Chatzeros, Shitufim Uvais, according to Rav Chana, that allows us to carry to and from these different areas, but that doesn't make them like one area. And it's the same thing over here. Two Chatzeros, or one Chatzer with two houses, opening up into this enclosed area by the Pasim, making an Eruv doesn't make it all like one. It's considered like two separate Rishuyos, and since this area enclosed by the Pasim is not like a Mavoi, it's not your standard setup of Chatzeros being open into Mavoi, therefore an Eruv doesn't help over here to enable one to carry back and forth. And further explaining this, this bagan we have machlokes. Mavoi should see the echad goy and see the echad Yisrael. We have a mavoi that one side has a goyling on it, the other side has a bunch of yidden. Now we've had earlier in the mesechta that if we have a mavoi or a chatzar and there's one guy living there, it's a problem. We're not able to make any sort of eruv because everyone has to join in the eruv and a guy can't join in the eruv. We discussed over there briefly how the guy could technically be mevatel zershus, but over here we're discussing where the guy's not being mevatel zershus. Now there is one kula. If there's one guy and one yid living in the same mavoi or chatzar, then the yid is allowed to carry here. There's no problem, and that's because the whole gzer d'rabbanan that we have to make every chatzer so shit vice was made when there's multiple yidden living here. But when there's only one yid and one guy, this is so uncommon due to the fact that the yid's actually afraid he's going to be killed by the guy, the gzer doesn't apply, and the yid wouldn't have a problem, he'd be allowed to carry here. So we have a regular mavoi, one side we have a guy living, the other side we have a couple of yidden. V'chon b'shem Rav Amar, he tells us, imei rivu derech psachim, even if the yidden made an eruv by way of their entrances, let's say we have three yidden living in one chatzer that opens into the mavoi, and they all made an eruv by way of their entrances, which is the normal way to make an eruv. Still, Hagai Yisrael Leyen, the guy answers them. Whereas Amar Ruchana says, B'shem Rabbi Yechanon, Afilo Eruvai Derech Halaynos, even if they made an Eruv by way of the windows, which means, let's say the way that these Jews' houses were set up is that only one of them actually had an entrance into the Chatzar. However, he had a window that led into his friend's house, and his friend had a window that led into the other guy's house, and they made an Eruv by way of the windows, even though that's a type of weak Eruv. It's not your classic way of making an Eruv by way of the openings into the Chatzar. So Rabbi Yechanon holds that Ein Hagai Yisrael Leyen, the guy does not answer them in this invalid Eruv. What do we see from the first shita, Rav Chana quoting Rav, that even if they made a proper Eruv, the guy asers them. Why is that? It must be that just because an Eruv's made, it doesn't make it into like one Rishos. Because if it did make it into one Rishos, it would be just like there's one guy and one Yid living here, and then that wouldn't be a problem. As we say, Rav Chana's Lashitasai. However, the Gemara continues, Afil Diyiz Rav Chana Krab Yechanan. Even if you want to say that Rav Chana actually agrees with Rabbi Yechanan in this situation, that if these Yidden made an Eruv, even though they share the Mavoi with the guy, they're still allowed to carry, that still cannot be applied to the case of this Chatzar or Chatzeros opening up into the pasin. Why is that? Because Taman Mutter over there is permitted. But Maida Huach over here would agree, Shu also that it's Aser. Why is that? Because Hacha, that's a Baba Gersa, Shamal Amachar Ticharev Be'er. Maybe tomorrow, meaning maybe sometime down the line, the Be'er, this well that's being surrounded by the pasin, it's going to dry up. There's not going to be any water left. And Afu Savar Loimar, he's still going to think to say, Shema Erev Mael Pase Berois. Then maybe the Erev that he made with the Chatzar, Chatzerois, works with the pasin, and that he's still allowed to carry in this pasin area, even though the well's not there. But Ein Mael Erev. An Erev doesn't work with these pasin. The only reason why you're allowed to carry within the pasin is because there's a well there. But if there's no well, you can't carry here anymore. Therefore, we'd say across the board, he can't carry here. We continue discussing this. Amar Yisrael Boni tells us, the whole heter for the pasin, like we had just mentioned, is only to be able to fill up water. And therefore, if the well totally dried up and there's no water, you can't carry here even if there's pasin. Therefore, bo mayim b'shabbes, let's say it rained or something happened on Shabbos that a whole bunch of water filled up the well, it filled up the bar, one's still not allowed to use it. Kfar nechansa Shabbos be'eser. Shabbos already came in and it was usher to use this area because there's no water in the well. However, let's say there was a proper be'er, there was water there, everything was fine at the start of Shabbos, and then charva be'er, the be'er got ruined, it dried up, there was no water left. That's also no problem because kfar nechansa Shabbos be'heter. Shabbos already came in a state of heter and he's allowed to continue carrying here. Here we have another discussion. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Rabbi Yehuda said, Rabbi Nasa Shal, Rabbi Nasa asked the following, Ma'olatatal bein hapasim. What about carrying in between the pasim? We have our board set up at a right angle, right? And we have the thickness of the board facing each other. So what about carrying within the thickness of that board? Obviously, in the area enclosed by the boards, you're allowed to carry. In the area outside the boards, you're not allowed to carry. But let's say the boards are decently thick. Are you allowed to carry in that area that's covered by the thickness of the boards? And the answer is, Neymar, we'd say that im yesh bein zal zar ba tfachim, if there's four tfachim in between them, meaning the thickness of the boards is four tfachim, ki iskupa, that's the size of an iskupa, which is like the step outside a person's house, and asura, it's also to carry in this area, because it's considered like a karmelis in its own right, so that area is not allowed to be carried in. Avim lav ki iskupa, if it's not like a iskupa, meaning it's less than four tfachim, mutar, then it's mutar to carry here, and not only that, mutar lakan, mutar lakan, it's mutar from here and there, which means if somebody's in the Rosh Hasharabim, they could step into this area covered by these boards, and go back into the Rosh Hasharabim, and it's not like they just went from Rosh Hasharabim to Rosh Hasharabim, and it's also permitted within the pasim. If a person's in the enclosed area and he steps into the edge by the thickness of the boards, that's also fine. It's not like he went to the Shusrabim. Ubil vachula yachlif, as long as he doesn't exchange, as long as he doesn't take something from the area enclosed by the pasim, put it into this no man's land, we'll call it, and then go on into the Shusrabim and take it from there, or vice versa, there's no problem. Carrying in this area is perfectly fine. We now go back to the machlokes in the mission between Rabbi Rabbi Yuda about the width in between the pasim. Rameir had described that it's the amount of space that it takes for two teams of oxen to fit through, one team going in, one team going out, and the team is made up of three oxen. According to Rabbi Yuda, it's two teams, one going in, one going out, but the team is made up of four oxen. So how much space is that? And we already said in the Mishnah, but now the Gemara speaks it out. Tani, Yashlan Kasser Amos Divrei Meir. According to Rabbi Meir, it's a width of 10 Amos, whereas Rabbi Yuda says, Kishlesh Yisrei Charbasre, it's in between 13 and 14 Amos. How does this Cheshbin work? Well, Paro, that's a proper Gersa. Ama Umechza is an Ama and a half width. So let's just do a Cheshbin in Rabbi Meir. He holds that we need six cows times 1.5. That's a total of 9 Amos. And Va'ama Beinayin, there's an Ama in between the two teams, so 9 plus 1 is 10. And Rabbi Yuda, since he holds there's another 2 cows, that's an added 3 Amos, means we're starting out with 12, with another Ama added on. That's actually 13 in a little bit, because it's not precisely an Ama, it's a little bit more than an Ama, due to the fact that one team is going in, one team is going out, and that's how we have 13 and a little bit Amos. And on the Tezayin Amos Beis on top, moving on to Halacha Beis, we continue discussing the Pasin. The Mishnah tells us, Mutar L'Hakriv L'Be'er, these Pasin can be brought really close to the well, Ubal Vachetei Paro Rosh V'Rub B'Fnim V'Shaisa. There has to be still enough space from the pasim to the well that a cow has to be able to stand there with its head and the majority of its body inside and drink, and only then the pasim are okay. If they're too close to the well, not even allowing enough space for a cow to be there with its head and majority of its body, so then the area enclosed here is not considered Rosh Hashayachid. And the reason for this is because if the cow doesn't have enough space to stand here, he might end up walking backwards a little bit and very shortly find himself in the Rosh Hashayachid itself, and since the owner is the one that's giving him the water, the owner might end up carrying the water into the Rosh Hashayachid where the cow is, and now he's going to be either carrying from Rosh Hashayachid to Rosh Hashayachid. So therefore, there has to be enough space within the pasin for the animal to be able to stand Rosh Hashayachid. Now, the Mishnah continues with the opposite. Mutar L'Harchek Kol Shehu, the pasin are allowed to be distanced very far from the well, Uvavach Yarbe Pasim, as long as he adds on more pasim, closing up the gap. There can't be more than 10 Amos according to a mayor, or more than 13 change Amos according to Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore, if he's going to move these four corners very far away, he just has to close up the gap with extra boards. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Mutar L'Harchek L'Be'er V'Chulu, Rabbi Yirmiyah says between Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, V'hu Shiura Kashir Hazeh, this is the shear that the pasin are allowed to be close to the well, again, which is a space that the head of the cow and the majority of his body could be inside, and afilu gamal kulim b'chutz mutter, and even the guy who's watering his animal is actually with a camel, it means the entire camel is actually outside, it's still mutter, because the measurement that we're judging by is the head of a cow and the majority of his body. However, pasim kashir Hazeh, if it's less than this shear, afilu gadi, even if all the guy is doing is bring his little goat along and kulim b'fnim, the whole goat is inside the pasin because there's enough space for the goat, usser, it's still usser because he didn't do the proper shear of the head of the cow and majority of its body. Now, Tani Rav Shimon Elazar, he tells us, Mali Gamal Vagamloi, the amount of space that has to be in between the pasin and the well is a camel and the guy who's leading the camel. The question is, Ma'u Palik, what is Rav Shimon Elazar arguing? And the answer is that no, he's not arguing. Kol Masha Par Poshetis Savara, Hagamal Oikim Savarai. What a cow does when he drinks is stretch out his neck, and a camel when he drinks, he actually bends his neck, so therefore this is really the same shear. Rav Shimon Elazar's shear of the camel and the person leading it is the same exact shear as Rosh Verubai of a cow. Now, I think we're asking more fundamental. fundamental question. Matbai, what's the problem? What are you worried about? What do we care if the cow stands in the Rishus Rabbim and eats in the Rishus Yachid? Meaning, why is it that there's this minimum shear that the Basin can't be too close to the well because we have to leave enough space for the cow to be inside? Who cares if the cow's in the Rishus Rabbim and he's eating the Rishus Yachid? The owner doesn't have an issue with that. As long as the owner is able to draw water from the well and place it down next to the well, so who cares if the majority of the cow or even the entirety of the cow is outside of the Rishus Rabbim eating Rishus Yachid? The cow doesn't have this problem. And the answer is, Rabbi Yis explains, Haman, behu de misfilei, that's the proper girsa. Over there, it's referring to where he's feeding the cow. In other words, he's holding the cow or his head with one hand and he's giving it to drink with the other hand. There we have no issue. We're not afraid the cow is going to move because he's holding onto the cow and feeding him, so it's going to be stationary. However, hacha over here, by chalas meileu, we're talking about the cow eating or drinking on its own and the owner's following him holding the bucket. The owner might find himself holding something, having transferred it from Rishus Yachid into the Rishus Rabbim. That's what Mishnah is talking about, that there has to be enough space for the majority of the cow to be inside the pasin. Now, explain the last part of the Mishnah where we had said that he's allowed to be marchiket. He's allowed to distance the corner pasim as far as he wants, as long as he closes up the gaps with extra boards. So now we clarify this in each shita, the way he would close up these gaps with the boards is with flat boards placed in the middle. This is based off of the first Mishnah. The Rameir said we need flat boards. We're only able to extend the diomed itself, but we're not able to put boards in the middle, and we had discussed this already earlier in the Gemara. Moving on to Halachagim, we'll continue to discuss the distance that the pasin are allowed to be from the well. The Mishnah tells us Rabbi Yehuda says, ad beis usayim. You're actually only allowed to cover a space of up until two beis saw, not more than that. However, Amru Loi, they told him, Loi Amru beis usayim el beginu v'karpef. The only limit of two saw is when we're talking about a garden or a karpef, which is this large area outside the city enclosed by walls. It's usually used for storing wood and other things like that. These two things, as we mentioned before a few times, since they're not mukaf ladira, they weren't surrounded by walls for living purposes, so there's limit to carrying here if the area is up until two beis saw, but not more than that. And the Chacham are telling Rabbi Yehuda that these pasi beirais don't have the same limitation of two beis saw. And we continue. Avolam hayadir, oy sahar, oy mukta, oy chatzer. We're discussing an animal pen, which is outside in the fields. A sahar is an animal pen or like a barn inside the city. A mukta is an area behind houses. A chatzer is the area in front of the houses. In all these situations, afilu beis chameshas kurin, even if the area being covered by these is the size of five kor, which is huge. Afilu beis asaras kurin, even if it's 10 kor, mutter, it's mutter to carry here because these are all surrounded by mechitzas for living purposes. And therefore, even if it's a huge area, one's allowed to carry here freely. And which concludes like the previous one did, umutter laharche kol shehu, he could distance them as much as he wants, ubavad shehar pasin, as long as he adds more pasin. And the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda, Imer ad beis usayim v'chulu. As I ask a question, I'll die to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the maximum space covered by the pasin is allowed to be two saw. Be'er, ma'u shetal midas usayim. What about the well itself? Is that counted as part of the two saw or no? And Yodzan Allah found the top, the Gemara says, Nishmim Nadal, so I'm from the following. Rabbi Shimon Elazar tells us clearly, Be'er sheyesh ba midas usayim. If the be'er itself is the size of two beis saw, that's a pretty big be'er. Einoi mutter laharchik mimeno, that's a proper gear saw. It is not permitted to distance the pasin from it, ela moli roishav ruba shalpara, except for the amount necessary for just the head and majority of the body of a cow, and that is it. Ada Amr, this tells us clearly, shabe'er oilem midas usayim, that the be'er itself counts as part of the two saw. And now you might ask, if the be'er itself is two beis saw, we shouldn't be allowed to use the pasin at all, because all the space is being taken up by the be'er. And the answer is that no, since he's making the smallest space possible, again, which is roishav ruba of a cow, everyone's going to realize that's why it is, and so there's extra heter just for this. But in a regular situation where we have a little bit of a smaller be'er, the maximum space is allowed to be covered by the pasin, including the be'er, is two beis saw. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Daled and continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.